Hi there, everybody. This is Aaron Linson with another podcast coming to you from, well, my room on the Zoom Twix from ABIC. The Zoom Twix is a OCR reader and a CCTV compacted into one, a very portable, very lightweight unit. With the Zoom Twix, you get very long USB cables if you get the Zoom Twix, because you get the extension of a camera included. With the Zoom X, you just get one long, very long USB cable and the unit itself. The difference between the Zoom Twix and the Zoom X is the Zoom X does not have the camera, so you can use it if you are blind. So let's get into how the Zoom Twix operates. Let's get out of this Audacity window.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Audacity, 19 of 42.
And the program it uses is a self-voicing program. So I'm
OCR
going
reader.
To unload JAWS here.
JAWS con, exit, leaving men.
And I'm going to hit the program into action.
Camera started.
And it said camera started. And I can see a little window on the PC. And where I'm tapping my finger is where the device is located. I'll give you a little bit of description on the device. The top of the unit, you have the camera itself. And this can be collapsed down to be folded up, and it comes and it clicks into a little knuckle here. Next down, you have a stand for the CCTV. Move my mouse out of the way. And then that, you keep going down, you've got a little bay area for two USB ports. It does matter with the Zoom Twix where these USB ports go. So if you hear a sound, well, let me just show you, or let you listen. If you hear a sound like that, you just heard, let me play it again, means that they're not connected to the ports that they need to be connected to. So let's reconnect them again, and you hear the correct sound. Okay. And you heard the correct sound. Let me close this program and open up.
Camera started.
And there we go, we have camera started. That means that the program is now running. Let's find something to read. Give me a minute here. I'm just going to open up this book, pull the spine back. And I'm gonna just let's bring the camera up more. You gotta have some sufficient light to work with any OCR program or scanner. So I'm just going to pull the device up to the light some more, turn on another light, keep the place in the book. Actually, no, we're not. Close the book, bring the device up here towards the light. There we go, it's level. Said book again, I have no idea what this is. Well, okay, I do have an idea what this is, and I know what it is because I've read it. Using this OCR neat little device here. Now, we can press spacebar to activate the OCR camera. So naturally, let's go ahead and just press the spacebar.
Camera stopped.
And it's processing as you do that, as you hear that, and it's reading the clicks. Now I see what I have done, and let me actually go and do it again because it didn't get half, it didn't get all the page. Let's hit spacebar again.
Camera started.
And in this view, I can see kind of sort of what I'm trying to get, so I can get this the best way I can. Let's see here. Let's try that.
Camera stopped.
And there you see it took it instantly. If I hit F, it'll give me an enlarged view of what it's going to read. And if I hit F again, it will go back to what it was showing. And if I hit E anywhere, if I hit F in the enlarged view and I hit E, it'll read. And if I go back to the picture it just took, I can hit E and it will start reading from the bottom to the top. So let's go ahead and see what this is saying.
Name, the Forsworn broke something within me when I was their captive, and while I can still teach and learn, I can no longer control magic, except for the smallest of spells. The power escapes me. No matter how much I struggle, I would be worse than useless in battle. I would be a weakness and a liability, one who could easily be captured and used against you. So I remove myself from Galbatorix's influence for the good of the many, even though I yearn to openly oppose him. The cripple who is whole, murmured Eragon. Forgive me, said Orc. He appeared stricken. It is of no consequence. Aromas placed a hand on Eragon's shoulder. Aslansen, Dr. Lightning, by your leave, go, she said merrily. Go and be done with you. Gladr crouched low to the ground, and Aromas nimbly climbed up his leg and into the saddle on his back. Come, Eragon and Saphira, we have much to talk about. The gold dragon leaped off the cliff and circled overhead, rising on an updraft. Eragon and Orc solemnly clasped arms. Bring honor to your clan, said the dwarf. As Eragon mounted Saphira, he felt as if he were about to embark on a long journey and that he should say farewell to those who remained behind. Instead, he just looked at Arya and smiled, letting his wonder and joy show. She half frowned, appearing to bled, but then he was gone, swept into the sky by the eagerness of Saphira's flight. Together the two dragons followed the white cliff northward for several miles, accompanied only by the sound of their wings. Saphira flew abreast of Gladr. Her enthusiasm boiled over into Eragon's mind, heightening his own emotions. They landed in another clearing situated on the edge of the cliff, just before the wall of exposed stone crumbled back into the earth. A bare path led from the precipice to the doorstep of Aloha grown between the trunks of four trees, one of which straddled a stream that emerged from the moody depths of the forest.
Okay, and that was just a brief snippet.
Camera started.
Of a book. Actually, it's Eldest from Christopher Paolini, which is a very good book. But that was just a demonstration of how it would read. As you could tell, within there, you had some things that were mispronounced. And with a book like that, you are going to have some things. Even Bookshare has some of their books have things that are mispronounced. Let's go ahead and say you wanted to do another page. Say you wanted to do the other page that you were reading. So we just do find the second page and we press the spacebar.
Camera stopped.
And as I'm doing that, I get an enlarged view of what the Zoontwix is capturing. If I don't like it,
top of text.
If I don't like it, I can go back and press the spacebar and reposition and get it right the first time.
Camera started.
Maybe I can't. No, I can't because this book is so heavy and everything's in the way. But let's try it again.
Camera stopped.
Ah, there we go. Now we got it. What's very amazing about this device, and I'm going to press the spacebar to get out of the OCR camera.
Camera started.
Is that you can be as fast as lightning with this thing. It has an auto, I guess I would call it an auto page finder, where if you're going to scan, say any book for reading, if you're going to put it up on Bookshare, or if you just wanted to scan it and put it on your BookSense, or put it on your Bookport Plus, or put it on your stream, you can do that. Instead of having to in prior versions of OCR technology, instead of having to wait for the program to catch up to you and then you to catch up to the program, you can just set this device to capture pages, and when you quit moving and move your hand away, it'll automatically capture. If you go fast, like I'm doing now, you flip it, you capture it, flip it, capture it, flip it, capture it, and flip it, capture it. You can be fast. If you can do that, this can do 20 pages in a minute. So it's pretty good, I would say. Now let's hit the F7 key, because as I said, this is a dual camera system. So let's see what that other camera is. So I'm going to hit F7.
Zoom phone camera.
I'm going to set something over this. As you heard it say, it said Zoom Frog camera. Now, the Zoom Frog camera is the CCTV. I can't talk today. The CCTV camera that is within this device. I'm just going to turn a light off so I can have some good clarity. And you can actually see pictures. I am actually seeing the picture of the cover of the eldest book on the scanner and reader. And if I flip open the cover, you get the synopsis of the book, and we can hit R to rotate it. I'm keeping it just where it's at. And I'm rotating it so I can actually go and read the synopsis here. And I will go down. And I will use the zoom feature here. And I can go and read just like a regular OCR, CCTV camera. I'll just read a little bit. I'll just read the first sentence. Aragorn and his dragon, Saphira, have just saved the rebel state from destruction by the mighty forces of King Galbatorix, cruel ruler of the Empire. Now, the reason I was reading that way is because it does take some time to go through, just like it takes time to read with a regular CCTV. It takes time to read something like that, that is that complex. Just putting it back in landscape mode. But nevertheless, you can use the ZoomTwix's CCTV camera to look at pictures or whatnot. And the device is very well set up. I'm going to hit F7 again to go back into the OCR camera.
Zoom X camera.
And I'm going to hit the space bar because our previous page that we scanned is still in here. I will show you that.
Heard much praise of you, Dragon Shadow Slur.
And that is still in the view. We can save this image. We can make a book out of the book. We can save this particular page as text if we want to read it on a Braille display. And that's another thing, too. You can connect a PacMate Braille display or any other Braille display to this program, and you can have refreshable Braille right at your fingertips, which is pretty cool. So I'm going to hit spacebar to get out.
Camera started.
And it is still going. Now, if there is a lot of light, say you put this device directly overhead of a fluorescent light, those get pretty bright. So you can hit Control-L to turn off the embedded light.
Light off.
It says light off.
Light on.
And you can have the light on. Hit the same keystroke, Control-L, to do the same function. You can turn the light on. and also turn the light off. The setup is very easy to do. Let me take you out of the program and put you right in the action of the device. So the device is now, the software is now off. Let me put this book back up here, so give me a few minutes. I'll be as fast as I can. Book covey there, and now I will dismantle the USB cables from my USB hub here. And I will actually unhook the USB cables from the device. Put them in the supplied little bag that you get. It's not very sturdy, I will say, but I contacted ABIC today and asked them if they were going to look into getting a better case, and they said that they would. So we'll see what that looks like when that comes out. But let me put these USB cables in the case. Okay. I've got the USB cables and the case. Now, as I gave you a description of the device earlier, I forgot to mention there's these two pins on the device that you have to put. They look like little screws that move, but you have to put these on the legs so that they don't move. Otherwise, your camera will... One leg will come up and it will come crashing to the floor, as I figured it out when I first had this unit. So with those securely in place, I am moving the leg very hard and it's not coming out. So let's unscrew those pins. Let's actually take off the camera first before you decide to put this into any sort of storage. So I took the little wire out of the device, out of the ZoomTwix, this little hole there, and I keep the little block with the 1/4 jack attached to the camera, as well as this little cable, so I don't lose them. So now with the legs unsecured, we can fold up the legs and push down on the camera here. It just comes down, and that's pushed down. Let's put it in the bag. Put that in the bag. We can put the camera in the bag. This is not the greatest way to carry this thing. There we do. And now it's in the bag. Now to get it out and set it up, we not unzip the bag, I guess unstring the bag, because it does come, it is like one of those string backpacks. Take the device out and you get the camera out when it's connected on one of the USB cables, and then you would take the USB cables out. But I usually won't do that, but since one of them got caught, I'm going to have to and form these back in on themselves. Close that drawer. got stuck in the door. You can get shorter USB cables for this. This is just standard USB to those square USB cables. If you're not sure if your local store, Best Buy, whatever, carries them, sorry about that, you can take one of the cables and ultimately ask them if they have something shorter. But this is just what ABIC supplies. Now, to set this thing back up, I would start with the legs first. So, just put the camera up first. You just take it and push it up, and it goes into that little notch. And you fold down one leg, fold down the other leg, press them firmly, and press the device back a little bit till you get those little pins in locked on the legs. And then, here comes the tricky part. It's not very tricky, but it's kind of hard to do. They put the camera cable spot thingy. I'm not even making any sense to myself. They put the camera input cable in a weird place on the device, on the Zoom Twix. So the camera's cable, if you feel on the right side of the unit, you have the, well, I have the cameras, the Zoom Twix's camera facing toward me, you'll find a little ridge with a small little hole. That's where this other half of this cable can go. And make sure that everything is secure. Concerning the CCTV camera, because when I first tried it, the CCTV camera did not really, there was no picture on the computer screen, but I got it figured out, and it's been giving me no problems at all. So I'm going to disassemble the Zoom Twix, put it back in this bag. While I'm doing this, my email address is, no caps on anything, is aaron.linson@gmail.com. Oops, forgot to put those pins back in place. aaron.linson@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at blindpodcaster. You can also message me on aim.linson1989, linson1989. You can You can message me, forgot to put the camera back on, MSN as well, at jetfly15@hotmail.com. That's jetfly15@hotmail.com. So, there you have it, guys. A very, in my opinion, in-depth look, at least first overview of the Zoom Twix camera that is provided by ABIC. So much easier is their slogan. It's not mine. If it was mine, yeah, people would start laughing at me. But then again, it does make it a lot easier if you have two products in one. That's just something to think about. So this is Aaron Linson. Once again, I will be signing off. And I hope you all have a very, very nice and safe day.